bills I'm going to talk about this morning go back about 10 years, and if you need 500 ways to improve the nonprofit sector or better govern it or better regulate it or better run your life, well, there they are. There are probably 500 ideas, somebody else's idea, about how your organization or you could better manage your affairs. So it's the good, the bad, and the ugly, depending on where you fall on these various issues. But I'm going to go through a number of them that caught my interest and that generated a lot of heat in the legislature and had some conclusion or not. These things aren't always over, and good ideas seem to come back, and bad ideas seem to come back. So I do raise the question, and that is there an effective unified voice of the nonprofit sector during the legislative session and amongst the regulatory agencies during the interim period? And related to that, does this voice adequately reflect what should be said or what messaging should be out there? In the last session, 2017, probably the most controversial bill was Senate Bill 408, which was a proposed revision and expansion of the Public Information Act, and specifically what we call the Open Records Act. And it was aimed at what I call quasi-public entities, and that is nonprofit organizations that are attached to various government entities. These are your convention and visitor bureaus, your economic development organizations, your property improvement district, the PIDs, alumni organizations that are based at our public universities. And there was there have been various court decisions and attorney general open records requests that say that these organizations, their records cannot be reached.